Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Today, across Israel, the weather is warm and sunny. In Tel Aviv, expect clear skies throughout the day. Jerusalem will also enjoy bright sunshine, making it a great day to be outside. Haifa is looking mild, with a gentle breeze coming in off the sea. Here are today's headlines. First, reports from Walla indicate that earlier today, 8 people were killed in IDF airstrikes in Gaza. The strike reportedly took place in the Al-Mawasi area of Khan Yunis. Also, Times of Israel reports that the radar tech AI startup has secured a deal with the Israeli army. The company, Magos, will provide radar-based detection systems to counter drone threats. Also this hour, Ynet reports a memorial to an IDF officer killed in Gaza has been vandalized. Captain Omri Tal's mother expressed her deep sorrow over the damage. Separately, JNS has learned that a former head of the IDF media section will become the spokesman for Israel's UN mission. Ron Gabayan described his excitement about this new role. And finally, JT reports that Jewish, LGBTQ, and progressive groups are denouncing harassment of a Jewish politician. The incident further ignites tensions on the political left. Reaction has been swift on social media. Dani Danon, an Israeli politician, posted just minutes ago that a recent agreement is unfavorable for Hezbollah and Iran, but beneficial for peace. He emphasized that implementation is the key factor. Amidar, a social entrepreneur, highlighted earlier today the staggering figure of New York's municipal budget, noting it amounts to $15,000 per person. John Spencer, a military analyst, reported in the past hour that the IDF has sealed a significant Hamas tunnel using concrete. The operation's cost could be as high as $10 million. Let's go deeper, starting with the Gaza airstrikes. Arab sources quoted by Walla say the strike occurred this morning in Khan Yunis. This comes amid ongoing tensions in the region, with the IDF targeting suspected militant sites. The strike underscores the volatile security situation impacting civilian lives in Gaza. Turning to the tech deal with the Israeli army, the Times of Israel reports that Magos will supply hundreds of radar systems to detect drone threats. This agreement reflects a growing need for advanced technology to protect ground forces from aerial incursions. It highlights the strategic focus on enhancing national defense capabilities. Meanwhile, the vandalism of Captain Omri Tal's memorial has sparked outrage. According to Ynet, Tal was killed in the 2014 Gaza War, and his family is devastated by the defacement of his monument. The incident raises concerns about respect for memorials and the need for increased vigilance in protecting them. In the diplomatic arena, Ron Gabayan's new role at the UN is significant. As reported by JNS, his appointment comes at a challenging time for Israel on the global stage. Gabayan's experience will be crucial as Israel navigates international diplomacy. Finally, the harassment of Jewish politician Scott Wiener has drawn widespread condemnation. As JTA reports, the targeting reflects broader tensions within progressive circles. This incident highlights ongoing debates about the intersection of identity and politics. On the economic front, first, Ynet Business reports that Airwallex has raised $320 million, elevating its valuation to $11 billion. The global payments firm plans to expand its AI-driven financial products in Israel. Separately, CTech reveals that Deloitte Israel has acquired Vision Bye-Bye to enhance its AI and data capabilities. This move aligns with growing demand for comprehensive AI and data solutions. And finally, according to Globes, El Al has suspended flights to Russia. The airline cites recent developments between Russia and Ukraine, along with aviation incidents in the region, as reasons for the suspension. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 5 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.